This is Caroline's Cause Corner. I'm Caroline Bruder, and we feature Laguna Beach's best charities, nonprofits, and give them a big spotlight so you can help them as they're helping so many people around our community. And today we have Rob Max, the Executive Director of the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. Hello, Rob. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
So let's get right into it. You do so much. Just give a little backstory on what you do, and then we can talk about all the really exciting things that you're doing.
Sure. Sweet Relief Musicians Fund and our sub-charities, the Musicians Cancer Fund, the San Francisco Bay Musicians Fund, and then our individual directed funds. We help people in the music industry, musicians, stagehands, security, roadies, all the folks that make live music and recorded music happen in the country. If they're ill and disabled, battling cancer, MS, diabetes, and financially struggling, our charity assists them and help paying for medical, living expenses, food, and other vital items, utilities, and things like that.
And you've been helping some really big names and have helped some really big names in the ecosystem of the music business. Can you just give a shout out to a couple of those? And
yeah, sure. I mean, obviously the majority of the people we help are not big names, but bands that have been around since the 60s and 70s. We've had a number of members of those bands run into some hard times, severe illness. One artist we've been helping over the last couple of years is Lester Chambers, a member of the Chambers Brothers. He survived cancer three times. He was homeless up in San Francisco, and this is after a career of being on stage and touring with Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and a rather significant career. And we got together with different people in the music industry, and with the largest help coming from Yoko Ono, who donated $20,000. And we got Lester into a house, and he's been healthy and recording, and recently ran into some challenges, was attacked on stage at an event. But that's one artist we've helped. One of the members of the Doobie Brothers had a stroke and was in the hospital and was facing a bill of $200,000. We helped negotiate that, did a concert with the Doobie Brothers, and have still been helping that artist, their bass player, Skylark's his name. And we've had some others that have been behind the scenes that, you know, we didn't publicly announce who they were, but typically it's members of bands that were larger bands. They weren't the songwriters. They don't have royalties. And folks will say, well, they played in this popular band. Why are they in a bad way? And I point out, you know, they haven't sold albums since the early 80s. And music, if you're not a royalties person, songwriter, you know, the money just doesn't last into a career.
Yeah, that's not, doesn't seem right, considering they spend so much time entertaining us and you think that they would be covered and they're just not. So let's talk about some of the exciting things, the shows that you've got going on. You just got back from Outside Lands up in San Francisco, a gigantic music festival. Tell us sort of what you're doing around all these festivals.
Well, Outside Lands was terrific. It was my first year there. We've been at Coachella for the last 5 years working with that festival. But we got invited up there, and we actually set up a tent. They have a place called Ecolands where a lot of different nonprofits involved in all kinds of things, from environment to human rights to health and welfare, like us, were there. I have to tell you, the highlight was a three-hour show by Paul McCartney. And thank God one of the greatest songwriters has amazing genetics and just good health, because he's able to sing all his songs in the key he wrote them in, which, if you've seen some of our older superstar musicians, they have to change the music because they can't sing in that key anymore. So he was awesome.
Yeah, I heard that Paul McCartney show was magnificent.
Yeah.
And so what other events are going on that benefit Sweet Relief across the country?
Well, that while we were up at Outside Lands, we had a benefit show actually in Dublin, Ireland. We partner with an event series called Best Fest, and they do concerts. We've done Petty Fest and Stones Fest over the last 2 years. Over in Dublin, they did Dylan Fest, and we had Boz Scaggs and Butch Walker and a bunch of great artists play. We've done shows in Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and we're doing our first show in Austin at the Mohawk on September 25th, and that's going to feature Norah Jones, Jacob Dylan, Butch Walker, Corey Chisel, another, I guess, two dozen artists, and then we always get surprise guests. In L.A., it was Johnny Depp. in New York. It was Mike Campbell from Tom Petty's band, actually, and it's pretty exciting stuff. So it's if you're in Austin, you want to see that show.
Yeah, we'll have all the details of the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund on the website and all of their events, so you can click right through and share it with your friends that live in these cities. So I want to know, how can I help Sweet Relief Musicians Fund? What are the ways that I can participate in donating to help these artists and, frankly, anyone in the ecosystem of the music business?
Sure. You can access all our funds at sweetrelief.org. In addition to our general fund, which helps anyone anywhere in the country, we have regional funds. So if you are in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Boston, L.A., any particular area, you can choose to help musicians and people that work in the music industry that are ill in those areas. We have donations online, or you can get our address and mail us a check. We get people who donate lots of things. As a matter of fact, every month on charitybuzz.org, we do an auction, and we raise $30,000 to $50,000 every month. Right now, we've got a guitar from Slash signed is going up, and I'm actually going to be driving up to Tom Petty's house in Malibu in a week or so. He's going to sign a guitar for the Petty Fest.
Can I come?
Down in Austin. No, you can't. It's top secret, multiple gates. I'm not allowed to tell anybody where it is, but it's a cool place. But if folks have things they wanted to donate, if they're a music collector, if they had old albums or even concert tees, I mean, concert tees from the 70s go for $100, $200, depending on the item. But we'll take any particular item. We can put it up on our eBay site, or if it's something of greater value, we've got a meet and greet and go to the set of Jason Sudeikis's Horrible Bosses 2 that's going to be filming. So that's up for auction right now, and we just get great stuff. We have such support. I'd say 300 to 400 of the world's greatest artists have supported our charity. And if you go on our website, you can look at that list as well.
And so, that's sweetrelief.org.
That's right.
So I know there's a lot of collectors here in Laguna Beach. I know there's a lot of musicians. I know there's tour managers. All of you out there, check out Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. People that have your box of 70s T-shirts, Rush, AC/DC, send them to Sweet Relief, because they can make money out of that and help musicians and people that are in the music business who are in need. Rob Max, thank you so much for joining us. This is Caroline Bruder for Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. Thank you very much, and until next time, have a great day.